Hey, folks, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer, and I want to talk to you about the difference you just recently made in the audits in Maricopa, Arizona. It is incredible magic that you pulled off in Arizona by holding lawmakers accountable to transparency in these audits and their findings. We're going to talk about it right after this.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
More what? Coffee?
No, more money. Because now Geico's discounts are even bigger, like our pay-in-full discount when you pay your whole auto premium up front and our multi-policy discount when you bundle homeowners and auto.
Oh, I like saving money.
Wake up.
It's Gary Pigeon.
What were you dreaming about?
Nothing.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Stretch your mind. It's that time again to yank your brain away from stinking thinking and wash it in new ideas and thoughts. It's time for your checkup from the neck up and maybe a massive mental enema. This yank is going to give your brain a crank, has been called a genius since his patents are part of every mobile device made. Get ready for him to reach into your ears and massage that brain of yours. Your host, Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Happy Tuesday, folks. How's it going? Jovan Hutton Pulitzer here, and we've been talking about the madness in Maricopa and the audits and what's going on. I want to remind you that you can follow along with the program, pop into chat by going to spreaker.com/show/JovanHuttonPulitzer. I just did a video on this. I'm going to get a little more detailed in what's going on right now. But remember, with the free app, you can listen to me on Spreaker Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, CastBox, Deezer, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, and more. Now, what we're talking about is the madness in Maricopa. But what I want you to know firsthand and first, you made a difference. I am telling you, you made a difference. We talked, Sunday? And I talked about, even on my video then, that you have to get out and you have to send emails to the senators in Maricopa. And you have to tell them that America is depending on them for two things. Transparency and showing everything that was found during the audit. And I explained to you, in my mind, there's deep staters in that are trying to pull in the wool over your eyes. They are trying everything they can to keep hard facts from being discovered about what level of madness and machinations to compromise your votes under equal protection under the law went on in Maricopa County, Arizona. Karen Fan, Madam Fan, is the chairman of the Senate in, I think that's how they call it, maybe president, of the Arizona Senate. Rock star of a woman. Her email is K Fan, write this down, K, the letter K, like Karen, Fan, F-A-N-N, two N's. At azleg, like legislature, AZ for Arizona, leg, L-E-G, .gov. I asked you to send emails supporting her because she took a stance for Arizona. But more important, do you understand this is the woman? This is the woman that put it on the line for everybody. She's also fighting for you, and that is a huge responsibility. And so it does not matter if you are in Arizona, like Melanie is in Arizona. She's listening to Surprise Arizona. Well, Melanie helped deliver the surprise. What's the surprise? We told the Arizona legislature that it better be transparent and it better include everything. When you think of a multi-million dollar audit and the Senate put up $150,000, a trinket towards what it cost. This is your audit. This is your say. Let them know, right? Let them know that you must have complete 100% transparency, and you did it. Now, don't let up that heat. I'm telling you, I spent 2 days talking with senators and representatives, not only from Arizona, but from all over. Everybody's concerned, even when they're not on the, you know, committees, right? Everybody's concerned. Everybody wants to know that this crap is done right. I'm going to put in chat, if you're following me on radio and you're following along on Spreaker chat, I'm going to put the roster there. You can see it. The main people are Sonny Borelli, who has fought hard for this. His email is sborelli@azleg.gov. You know, you could email Paul Boytoy Boyer, the pedophile supporter, but it won't make a difference. He'll laugh at it anyway. But the people that matter are Karen Fans, KFANN, at Arizona Legislators. That's azleg.gov. These people, like Warren Peterson, now he spells his name a little different. It's Warren, that's the W, and it's W-P-E-T-E-R-S-E-N. It's easy to remember if you remember it's all E's. P-E-T-E-R-S-E-N. W. Peterson. You have to still reach out to these people. It's not over yet. I mean, this is Tuesday, and they're supposed to release it 1 o'clock on Friday. 1 o'clock Arizona time. I always get confused because sometimes they're on Central Standard, sometimes they're not. And I want to thank Noli Tangerine for sharing their phone numbers and emails in the chat of the radio program. Thank you for doing that. Susie said she'd like to bitch slap Paul Boyer. Susie, I want to advise against that. And the reason I want to advise against that with Paul Boyer, not that I think it's particularly violent, but it's probably because he left his little boy low-cut shorts in his harness at home, and he won't 100% enjoy it as much as he usually does, being bitch-slap. But I think to bitch-slap Boyer, Susie, would probably, be like giving him a treat. Do you know what I mean? So I don't think you should bitch-slap Boyer, right? Whatever the case now. Now, Robert Lucino says, it's Pacific time right now, so 4 p.m. Eastern Friday is 1 p.m. Arizona and Pacific. Hey, Robert, I appreciate that. That's why I love you, my followers, because you help give the information. Let's see who we have in the house, where everybody is. I should know this, but we got Philadelphia in the house. Surprise, Arizona, Pennsylvania, London. Richard Boulding from London says, I'm worried it's slipping away from us. Full disclosure, nothing less will do. I would have told you, Richard, my friend, that Sunday I was worried. I'm telling you, this is the worst freaking emotional roller coaster even I've been on, and I tend to have nerves of steel, but this is even a roller coaster for me. Because if anything I understand about politics now, man, it's only as good as the wind changes. I mean, from one minute to the next, it can be this. They saw a sign and somebody bought a billboard and said, don't release the results, it's a fraud. And then they go, oh, well, can't do it. They're going to think we're bad. They're going to buy a billboard about me. And then they get your email and understand, no, we freaking paid for this. You better like make sure this is transparent. They go, oh, yeah, right. We have to make sure this is transparent. I've never seen anything like it. Gretchen said, so glad she emailed. I'm so glad you emailed. We have Brunswick, Georgia in the house, Waterboro, South Carolina, Gregory. Michael's in Hawaii suffering for all the rest of us. Have some pineapple for me. Man, I love pineapple right there, right from the plantation. Dole plantation, yes, it's political, but you know what? Great pineapple. Tennessee's in the house. We have Miss Arizona in the house. Michigan. And yes, Jill, I went from one platform to the next platform. And I'll tell you a little hint. I, for the very first time, included my visual broadcast on LinkedIn. Because I can broadcast there. I have never done anything on LinkedIn at all that was really political or talked about anything political. I've kept it just business. I will be an interesting experiment to see if I'm canceled by this evening. But that's why I wasn't as hard as I normally am and made it a lot about corporations and whatever, because I have to walk that fine line. And so now you have the difference between 100% total transparency in some places of things I can say right here on the podcast, right? They don't consider podcasts a threat, but the video is bigger, so we'll see. We got Kentucky in the house, Michigan, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, New Jersey, Miami, Florida, England, thank you, Maine, Tucson to Tucson, Central Florida, more Tucson and more Tucson. A lot of Tucson listeners this morning, and I really, really appreciate that. We have Susan in Maricopa. Susan, your lawmakers, who many times we do not have things to herald, whatever it is, I'm telling you, your lawmakers made a difference. Susan, this whole fight for our country that we love, to continue to live in the America we have come to love and grown up in, came down to those people. I know they want to play politics, and I know deep staters are in it. I'm telling you. And I'm not even disclosing 1% of how bad I really know it is. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not even disclosing 1%. Because those deep staters are in there and pulling people from one end to the other with crap, trying to get them to do everything they can do to deep six facts. I don't even know why they think they have a say. I think about this, you know, and I'm just picking a number out of my hoo-hoo. But even if an audit was like $7 million, hypothetically, and a Senate put in $150,000 of that $8 million or $7 million or whatever, for deep staters or anybody to think they have any more say than $150,000 of what was found is ridiculous. Okay, great. You can comment on the color of the fucking cover paper. Sorry, but that's how I feel about it. And that's what upsets me about it. Maybe you want to call it righteous indignation. Hell, I don't know. I just know that being on the inside is not great. And I am the exact opposite of the inside, because I just have this really weird moral compass that this is about the people. And damn it, if the people made this happen, if the pressure was by the people and the push was by the people, even though the lawmakers did it, they're going to be the rock stars. They'll be remembered in history. This is the way it is. The people will be anonymous. All of them will be taking their victory laps. Everybody who said it was a sham will say, well, you know, I meant it was about them. I never said it was about conservatives. That's how that game's played. But it was you. And here you did. You made a difference again. You moved a mountain. I was flooded with phone calls, senators, representatives, that knew the storm was coming, and I don't mean that in the Q bullshit way. It's just the only way to describe it. And that the people were furious. And that the people demanded and demand transparency and demand everything be included. And to think that deep staters who relish pulling people all over the place, pulling the facts off the board, pulling your freaking leg, think that they can even massage it because of their weak bullshit egos. I'm amazed that there are people that think even that, oh, if I drop some money in, I get to have a say. Or if I, you know, if I kind of hang around a bit, maybe they'll notice me and all of a sudden I can be spokesperson and I have a say. As far as I'm concerned, the only people that have a say in what is found is the American public. And even the American public can't change the findings. It just is what it is. But you have the say. You have the right for transparency. You earned that right. You earned that right, not only people in Arizona, you earned that right across the United States and across the world, people contributing to this to make it happen. So nobody has the right to hide from you anything in any way that was found. And I certainly don't think anybody has the right to edit things because they're worried about somebody in the political system will get their feelings hurt. Now, remember when I say that, I'm not misenunciating feelings. A rational human being does have feelings. Soft, bullshit, snowflakes, or those that play the political game or political crap, they have feelings. You got to put in that 3-year-old lisp. Don't hurt my feelings because it's going to make somebody mad at me and they won't like me and I can't go to cocktail parties anymore and get free hors-d'oeuvres. That's how some of these people think. We're going to talk about it a little more depth. We'll be right back right after this.
You can find Joe Vaughn on Twitter at Joe Vaughn H. Pulitzer.
His website and blog are the same. Just go to JoeVaughnHuttonPulitzer.org.
He is on Facebook too. Just go to Facebook.com/JoeVaughnHuttonPulitzer. You can find Joe Vaughn on YouTube, Gab, MeWe, Parler, Telegram, and more. Just search hashtag Joe Vaughn Hutton Pulitzer.
Talk about a unique name. Joe Vaughn is very unique. Did you know the name Joe Vaughn harks back to the time of Christ? It is of Hebrew and Latin origin, and the meaning of Joe Vaughn is God is gracious, Father. Joe Vaughn in Latin origins means Jove-like or majestic. In Roman times it was the name for Jupiter. In mythology Jupiter was the supreme deity of Roman mythology, corresponding to the Greek deity Zeus. Now you know why Joe Vaughn is such an oddball.
Imagine on one side your mother's grandfather long ago was Richard III, Duke of Gloucester, and a knight of the most noble order of the Garter. Then on his father's side, Joe Vaughn is related to American founding father, the principal author of the Declaration of Independence, and third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson. Talk about controversial family history. No wonder Joe Vaughn is such a firebrand. Let's get back to the oddball.
It's like Albert Einstein said, anyone who's never made a mistake has never tried anything new. And we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. Let's get back to the show.
I love my listeners. Because you are, in fact, the smartest patriots in the room. I love your comments. I'm sitting here looking at my comments as it rolls by on chat. There's hundreds of them. I try to keep up with them. I'm going to read a few of them. One thing I would ask you to do. My good friend, Liz Harris in Arizona. The Queen of Canvassing. Needs your love today. I love Liz Harris. And long before Karen Fan jumped in, there was Liz Harris out there willing to fight for not only Arizonans or Maricopians or whatever you identify as, but America. And I know at the moment, with all this uncertainty, she feels a little bit off. And I'm asking each of you to go to her social media or her email if you have it, or if it smells funny, whatever the case may be, her site, and just let Liz Harris know. She is Xena Warrior Princess of the World, the Queen of Canvassing. And that she is the one who deserves a monument carved and standing right there in the center of Arizona to just thank people for her hard work. I'm telling you, somebody asked me the other day, we were talking about politicians. I think it was a podcast, a video podcast of whatever I did. Maybe it was Sunday night. And I announced I would rather have a female lawmaker than a male. Let me tell you why. And if you look at my exploration team, you know, I go out and explore the world, and you look at my exploration team, understand I repurpose military people, all have different backgrounds from all around the world. Race, color, creeds, orientation, you name it, we're all mixed and whatever, and we do great work together because we can all work together. We're a microcosm of how it should be. We have people that are Muslim. We have people that are Christian. People are Jews. People are atheists. People are gay. People that are straight. We don't have anybody that identifies as a rock or a squirrel, so we're missing that one. But we do have wonderful people on my team. But my teams, I pair up male and female. I do not let only males go out into the field. And I'm going to tell you why. Because the worst part of the machismo part is, with no regard for training, sometimes if it comes down to decision making, I can trust the female instinct and decision making many times more than the male. No offense, guys. So when it comes to politics, I'm not talking like Ocasio-Cortez Fuctada, whatever her name is, right? Or anything like that. I'm talking a red, white, and blue, bleed, brave American patriot woman. Or from any country that just has ethics, loyalty, and patriotism. Because I do think sometimes in stress, a woman thinks more calm than a man. Now, there's difference if you're just a trained warrior, because you get all of that trained and beat out of you. But I'm just thinking sometimes in high-risk scenarios, really high-risk scenarios where I could lose team members to death, sometimes I notice the female component of the team operates better. And so I like that combo, that yin and yang, right? And I put people together for different reasons in my teams, always male and female, always. I never deviate from that. And even if you saw me on the History Channel and I put my dive team in that 180-foot deep death trap that killed people, right? Called 10X, that people have drowned and been killed in. And I put my team in there the first time in modern history. I had to fight the History Channel because the History Channel said we had a male audience and we want to put a man in there. And I said, my team is the most sophisticated cave diving team in the world. They are a husband and wife team. I'm not going to put some stranger in there that hasn't been in the most chew-em-up, get-killed scenario and understands how to deal with it, no way. And I had to fight. This is the political stuff behind the scene, even in TV. I had to fight with the producers that you are not, I am not putting my team in there to figure this out. If you're demanding, it can't be a female because we just don't want a female on TV for that. This is a male show. And once again, I basically told them, screw you. I'm not going to get my people killed. And if it comes down to it, we're not going in it. Okay, great. Bye. See ya. And we literally fought about it. But I said, you know what? I'm not playing a TV game. And we're not here to be on TV. We're here to find out what in the hell is in the bottom of that hole so you can get a real answer. And so I really don't care about the TV optics of it. Here it is. Now, of course, I catch shit for that. But the whole moral of the story is it does take those two sides, yin and yang, male and female, right? Not a male who thinks he's female because his belly button's a little deeper or whatever the hell they think. It takes male and female. So on the political side, I do believe I prefer a female politician because guys get their egos hurt. You can hurt a woman's feelings, I think. Not intentionally. I tend to do it all the time. But they can still make rational decisions. The male side can get their feelings hurt and say, screw the country. I'm going to throw the country under the bus because I hate this dude. That is the problem with, you know, like me and Boyer, right? It's automatically going to be a sword fight. We're going to pull out our winkers. We're going to try to prove who's a better guy, right? And so we pull it out, and here little boy Boyer comes at me, and it's not really a fair fight. I kind of laugh at his little viney weenie he pulls out when he wants to fight and be like a man. So, you know, of course, I pull mine out and wrap it around his waist and then tap him on the back of the head, and he didn't know what hit him. But it's still a guy fight. So I like women as politicians. Would you please reach out and give Liz Harris some love? And I'm telling you why. She took the first wave of this force, proving 290 plus thousand compromised votes in her work. And she's been under such pressure and attacks. And people coming even to her home. It's horrible. And she needs some love. I would really, really appreciate it if one thing you do for the show or for me is just reach out and give her some love. Let me read some of this. Mike Setzer says, hey, Jovan, have any of the audits results shared with you? I know a lot of things. Let's see what else. We have Erlinger, Kentuckian with Jenny. Susan says, we all made a difference. I've been canvassing with Liz. Susan, great. Reach out to Liz. Have your fellow canvassers reach out to Liz. Just like Roberto says, Robert says, God bless all canvassers. Please do. Huntington Beach in the house. Technonist 2021 says, we have a whole world at fingertips. Work harder, not smarter. Here's one interesting. Tyler says, Jovan, the report you released on locals yesterday, why were there no precincts with more people than voted than were registered? Why were there no precincts with more people that voted than were registered? I might have read it incorrectly, which is why I'm asking. Tyler, the whole point of that 1,200-page document is to show you how they shift things around. Here's a precinct. Now it's not. The way you catch voter fraud is looking at it on the precinct level. When it's a very sophisticated, coordinated game, they will never, ever break the precinct ratio. Now you understand why I gave you 16 years of data. Because when you go back 16 years and you really look at the level people really vote, And then you come into administrations later and you see how the numbers jumped. What you're not seeing in those earlier years is increased voter participation. It's horseshit. You saw mega voter participation happen in 2016. That was the true jump. Then you heard the exaggerated response in 2020. All the stuff you see behind 16 is the buildup. And that's why you look at those numbers that way. That's why we did those numbers. But yes, you literally, if you're on Locals, you're going to get the reports first. That's how I kind of honor you for being on Locals. I'm not even sure I can release some of these things in other platforms first. I'm trying to work it out and figure it out. I don't 100% know. But you do get it at my Locals first if you're a Locals member. And that's just to honor you for being there and making that possible. Now, James Lucas is the epitome. And that's not George Lucas's little brother, unless you tell me so, James. I have no idea. But James Lucas, who's listening, is a very, very smart person. Because I drop hints all the time. I don't speak in secret sayings, but sometimes I am a wordsmith, and sometimes I play with you, and I'm not pulling your leg. I just play with you, right? I'm pulling your leg sometimes in a way to make you pay attention to words. Well, James said, you know, the Arizona Republican who's trying to demand editing of the Arizona audit results, who is threatening massive loss of election money to Arizona senators if they do not edit the election fraud reports. James said, in my opinion, and that's key. Here's what James said. In my opinion, I'm just reading his comment. In my opinion, the individual Jovan is referring to is somebody named Pullen from paying attention carefully to Jovan's video broadcast. Well, people do try to pull in people in all directions, don't you think? And I'm not pulling your leg. But James is a smart fellow. He says, though the Republican Party collected $300 million that they collected in the name of Trump helping stop the fraud, none of it went to the Arizona audit to expose the fraud. That is very telling, James. Don't you think? Joshua says, Jovan, you're an amazing rock star for liberty. You've been following your social media since I first saw you in the hearings. Keep up your good patriotic work. Renee. Oh, here you go. Renee, I just received an email response from Karen Fan. Everyone needs to email her and Warren Peterson stating that we need full transparency of election results. Took 3 minutes to do so. Renee, I'm glad you got a response. Demand to see everything. Kinematics, K-I-N-A, kinematics, right? Everything in the reports. And I'm glad you got it. Patrick says we're winning. You're right. So Richard poses a really interesting thing, and it's true. It is the transparency what I fight on. It's all the people's money, whatever way you look at it. You're right. Now, Jason Nananan, now this one I have to question. Jason says, can you refund their money if necessary? Jason, what would your newspaper write about that? I think that's interesting. Donations are donations are donations. And I'm just telling you, people better get transparency. Because like Tamara says, we paid for transparent information. And you are right. Vicky says, so much gratitude for your leadership, Jovan. You showed us how to move mountains. I have sent you 150 naked photos as payment just to tell you what a wonderful patriot you are. I'm kidding. I made that last half up. Michael said, email Fan and Rogers only. Thank you. Deanne says, sent more emails to the senators today. Susan said, sent more emails. Scottsdale, Arizona, with Carolyn checking in. Elizabeth says, love you and your edgy humor. You crack me up reasoning through the bitch slapping comment. I have a demented mind. That's all I can say. I really do. I do have, at times I can have a demented mind. It's because it's how I blow off steam. I'm not a yeller. I'm not a screamer. I can look like I slept with my face wadded up in my mouth, kind of mean thing. You know, God gave me a face that, as I tell people, makes it look like I want to beat your ass instead of teach your ass. But That's what God gave me, but that's the way it is. Uncle Doofus says, who let the dogs out? Who? You're right. A real Charlie's Angel. Thank you for being with me at work today, JAP. The best day ever, Indian Lake, Ohio. What a great compliment. Thank you very much. Patrick Collins, I stopped giving to Win Red completely. I have too. Deanne says, politics are sickening. Patrick says, I give to locals. Locals is where I can give you better information and not be compromised, you or me, to be banned. Michael says, MBOS, and that's the Maricopa Board of Supervisors, unless you're dyslexic, it's the MSOBs, need to do the perp walk. Patrick says, SCOTUS by Thanksgiving. Now, I've been seeing this, that there's been some announcement, I guess, by Mike Lindell and lawyers, Gershowitz et al., that there's going to be something in the way of a writ quo pro or whip pro or whatever the case may be. Stat says, you know, France is all paper ballots, voter ID, and it works. Think about that. And Morone, or do you say that moron, wants to go to computers. Why the hell do you think they want to go to computers? So they can control who's always in. That's it. Michael says, 35 hours work week here in France leaves plenty of time for rioting and burning citrons. You're right. John says, from Georgia, home and central location of the still. So pleased to learn more about you, Jovan. You're an intriguing fellow, likely a hoot to hang out with. I know Trump won Georgia, no doubt whatsoever. People are in Georgia going to find out. I'm still trying to get my head around what happened yesterday in Georgia. I don't 100% know yet. I'm trying to figure it out, but I'm going to come back. I'm going to read some of your final comments, and I'm going to wrap up. I will be right back, wrapping up right after this.
President of Coke once said, Jovan set his hair on fire with tons of new ideas. So, while you pat out the fire on your head, let's give Jovan a break. Be right back, right after this.
Did you know that Jovan is an Ashkenazi Jew? What is an Ashkenazi Jew? Ashkenazim are a Jewish diaspora population who coalesced in the Holy Roman Empire around the end of the first millennium. The traditional diaspora language of Ashkenazi Jews is Yiddish, developed after they had moved into Northern Europe, beginning with Germany and France in the Middle Ages. Here are some other well-known Ashkenazi Jews. Sergey Brin, founder of Google. Alan Dershowitz, Harvard Law professor. Mark Zuckerberg, founder of Facebook. Larry Ellison, founder of Oracle. Steven Spielberg. Leonard Nimoy. And even Albert Einstein. Here are some weird facts about Ashkenazi Jews. First, history suggests they were winnowed through persecution throughout history. Studies show that Ashkenazi Jews can trace their ancestry back to a bottleneck of just 350 surviving individuals dating back between 600 to 800 years ago. It has been said that only the smartest Jews survived persecution. And it is believed this is what led to Ashkenazi Jews having a very unusual cognitive profile, combined with the highest average IQ of any ethnic group in the world today. See, I told you, Jovan really is a total weirdo.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. No more fucking ABBA.
We're back. This podcast will give you a massive dose of tech and business savvy. So let's get started. Here's Jovan.
I'm reading all of these quotes. Yeah, Vicky, I was playing. You weren't going to send me 150 new photos. She commented back, oh my God, you're terrible. You're right, but I was upset. It's not 150 photos, it's only 100, but I do appreciate your effort. Thank you so very much. Hey, I think what's her name? Garcia. Hang on, I just remember bits and flashes as it went by my screen, saying that Borelli's email came back blocked. I don't know why. Yeah, Deanie. Garcia said, just emailed to Borelli, came back as blocked. It's because it's two R's in Borelli. And for some reason, if you mistype them, they send it back and say it was blocked. I don't know why they do that. That's really kind of stupid in politics. For the webmaster, they should say, we can't find this email. But it's saying it's blocked. So whatever the it is, right? It's just Borelli. I did put the member roster in chat. I'll do it for those of you that are in radio chat at the moment so you can look them all up and have them again. But I think that's what was the issue there. Anyway, I want to let you know, Patrick says the class action lawsuit in California will happen. We have the people. You're exactly right. I believe there's so much evidence before the election. Why? Because your eyes were open. You didn't know what to look for before the 2020 election. And all the education that's going back and forth, you the people can prove your ballots were different. And that's not being equally protected under the law. There are a lot of people out there that are listening that mailed in their ballots to vote and they're still showing not counted. Think about that. That's awesome that we may have a very good way to audit this stuff out in advance and let them know they're playing with us. Peter's in Northern Ireland, and I see him all the time supporting the show. And Peter, I want to appreciate you doing that. And, you know, the world needs this evidence out to save what's going on. And that's right, Peter, and I appreciate your support from afar. Because this affects everybody. The bottom line is if America goes down and goes socialist, the world's screwed. And I really, although I could do it, I really don't want to fucking live like Mad Max. I really don't. You know what I mean? I know how to survive in the wild and can do it for extended period of times. I don't want society to fail. I don't want everybody living on a little stipend in government housing and all this other stuff where the government controls everything. And it certainly looks like there's a play to do that. You have corporations that have now started buying up entire real estate developments even before they're developed, which is just really odd. So Susan Solomon says, thanks for giving me this information, Susan. Susan Solomon says, Mike Lindell promised info in front of the Supreme Court by Thanksgiving. He said it on Steve Bannon's War Room this morning. He says he's going to each state's Secretary of State to get them on board with the filing with SCOTUS. And it'd be interesting to see, but Mike's going to need, and every one of these states are going to need your support. Like in California, you have evidence you were treated differently. There is now evidence coming out in Arizona. All the voters were treated differently. And its core is the 14th Amendment, equal protection under the law. Vet Lover says, Jovan, transparency kept me sane through all this fuckery since November. Thank you for that, Jovan. You know what? Somebody thanked me the other day and asked why would I even bother. My answer was, if I didn't attempt to do what I could do or figure out, I would feel like I'm sinning, and it would be an egregious sin against mankind. I think that is what weighs on me a lot. When my weird, funky mind, and trust me, I have a weird, funky mind, I look at everything totally different, but it helps me do what I do. But I would feel as I was sinning against all of mankind if I didn't attempt to bring what I could to bear. Now, this is really weird, but I'm going to be very candid with you. I wouldn't hesitate one bit to put a bullet in a terrorist's head right between the eye, protecting other people. or dropping a perp or a bank robber that had a hostage or whatever. Wouldn't even think a bit. Wouldn't bother me one bit. I could make a sandwich while they're laying there on the ground with their brains on the concrete and eat my lunch and said, okay. But you know what bothers me? If I knew something could be changed or something was wrong and I did not do what I could to protect or enlighten my fellow man and make a difference, that to me is what is an unforgivable sin. And I can't do it. I cannot do it. And sometimes I worry about that because, you know, I've done incredibly fantastic in my life, but I could tell you I could be worth billions more if I just played the bullshit game. And I can't. And if that means I eat beans and rice on top of a mountain somewhere, and I'm scraggly and crippled and decrepit, and that's where I live out my life, and that's it, I'm fine with that. I don't have it within me to compromise. And believe me, I've thought a lot about it, of why am I this way? Because sometimes it can be a burden, right? I get the burden many times of people saying, why can't you just look, just play nice with these senators, you know, you don't have to talk about them or whatever. I can't not, because it would be a sin. And I don't mean a sin like church-going Bible thumping. I mean a sin directly against God. I don't give a rat's ass about the building or the denomination at all. But if God gave me a set of gifts and to not use them, see, I don't think I recognized what was going on. I think I'm just a vessel. Look at my patents. And when you look at the things that I have patents on, there's no plausible reason that I, the child of a prostitute, and my mother was a serious drug addict and alcoholic who died of AIDS, if you know my backstory. And I was a welfare baby and have no reason why logically that I would do that stuff. But it's really just like a, and that's why I understand mental enema, because I get the mental infusions. You know, it just comes in, here it is, and I'm sleeping, and bang, it comes into my head, and I understand what to do, and I just execute, and it happens. And I'm not saying that in the totally weird way that some people may take that. But that's why in this thing, and I think probably the number one way I misunderstood and get a lot of heat for being tough and get a lot of heat for being too hard and get a lot of heat, what people would say, I don't play nice, is because on the scale of God versus system or politics, for me, there's just no choice. There isn't. I wouldn't want other people to suffer, but for me, I you know, it is what it is. I can't do it. And I catch flack. I do catch flack, even in my circles with great people. And Tyler, you made a good observation there. You just said they mistake pride for aggression. You're right. They mistake passion for aggression. It's exactly the opposite. Sharon says, you just described the difference between patriots and liberals. Liberals, they ignore their principles. You're right. I don't know I would wish the pressure of this on anyone. I really don't. And that's another one I've thought about. My body and my mind can take it. Now, don't get me wrong. There are times I hurt deeply. And I just want to curl up into a ball, right? But, again, I just think all of this is divine. This is the way it was supposed to be. There's a reason you're even bothering to listen to me. The time you put into me, something is guiding you to get something from this guy that you go and you take on next. And I believe that, let me give you an example. If anybody in the world, and a lib would say this as a taunt to me, a liberal would say, you should have been an abortion. And you're exactly right. I could have very, very easily ended up my mother's abortion. I was living under a porch. Living under a porch at 2 years old while my mother was above me turning tricks. Thank God the church found us and got us out of there. But I could have literally just died under a porch. But in that moment, I realize everything happens for a reason. Everything. And so, yeah, somebody said, you just should have been aborted. My answer is, but I wasn't. And every single one of you listening to this, there's a reason you're here and listening. There's a reason, you know, I'll reach 10 million people in a week. And I think it's all by design. It really is. There's a reason you're hearing what you're hearing. There's a reason you are learning what you're learning. There is a reason that you can now send a picture to me saying, look at my ballot. It's out of calibration. There's a reason for it. I'm just a vehicle. You guys are the army. And if I could share anything with you that I know, I can't do anything without you. But more importantly, I don't think some of you realize how important you are. Guys, Sunday we had a discussion about Maricopa not being transparent. Sunday we had a discussion that, guys, you have to send emails to Fan and these other guys and say, do what's right. The American Patriots funded this. Everything must be there. Total transparent, total inclusion, not crap. And they played games the whole time. I'm telling you, they played games the whole time. But there was a reason you heard that message. And y'all answered that call. It still needs to be done throughout the week because it's Tuesday and it'll be Friday. You moved senators. You moved the ruling class. You made them pay attention and be accountable to you. You are the army. It took exactly 17 minutes after I went off the air before the first senator called me. You did that because you immediately responded and you immediately started calling and sending emails. And they heard you. My closing comment is going to go to Technoist 2021, gets the final statement in the broadcast today. And he says, or she says, I really don't know, God puts us in situations to test our resiliency and strength. Without tribulations, we never challenge ourself or others. please keep the pressure up on Arizona and Fan and Peterson and everyone, and demand kinematic artifacts must be in there. You paid for it. Every single part of the report must be in there. Everybody must be transparent. Let the chips fall where the chips fall, because this was the people's audit. I love you all. Take care. Show out coming up, and then Warrior. Thank you very much for joining me. Please share this. Take care. Love you all. Bye-bye.
By fast.
Thanks for being with us.
You've been listening to Jovan Hutton-Pulitzer live. And as Jovan says, if you can dream it, you can do it. Speaking of doing it, let's do this again next time. Find Jovan on all social media.
Or search hashtag Jovan Hutton-Pulitzer.
Or by visiting jovanhuttonpulitzer.org.
Until next time.
You've done for you.